الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا. The month of Ramadan, we explained a few preparations we should do in advance. One was our namazes we must try and get in order, and then make tawbah and istighfar. Those were preparations before Ramadan. And then as Ramadan draws even more nearer, there is this very, very valuable dua that we should make also. We make it individually for ourselves, Allahumma sallimni, or better for everyone, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Oh Allah Ta'ala, keep us safe for Ramadan. We don't know our health can deteriorate, and we don't know what, or somebody close in the family, their health deteriorates, and now we have to be in their service all the time. So we cannot take of the maximum benefit of this month of Ramadan. So therefore, this very valuable dua, which we should keep on making throughout Ramadan, because sometimes anything can happen middle of Ramadan, towards the end, when a person has now decided to devote himself even more thoroughly for ibadat, etc. And anything can happen to us, anything can happen to our any close family member or to anyone in town, and now we are unable, we are now running to hospital perhaps all the time, we are sitting there with a patient, or we ourselves are now in a hospital bed, we don't know. So this is a very, very important dua also that we should recite regularly. If we cannot, if we don't know the Arabic, do it in our language. But oh Allah, keep me safe for Ramadan. وَسَلِّمْ رَمَضَانَ لِي. And oh Allah, make Ramadan safe for me also. That is, this whole month must pass by safely. I'm all right, I got no problem, alhamdulillah. But then something can happen. A fire can take place. A fight can take place between people, and we get in, now that environment of Ramadan is upset. Alhamdulillah, it doesn't happen now, but before it was very common. The first few nights of Ramadan, always there used to be fights in the masjid. For example, somebody wants a fan on, somebody wants it off, and on that a fight starts. Somebody is opening the window, somebody is closing the window, on that a fight starts. Many other things. People, because perhaps they're not used to the roza, and now the hunger they are feeling, many people cause such an environment that they make it difficult for other people. So we must also be safe, and also the month of Ramadan, the whole month must pass safely. And وَسَلِّمْهُ لِي مُتَقَبَّلًا. And oh Allah, whatever I've gained in this month, let me not lose it. Let it stay for the future. That is also a very, very important aspect, that whatever we have gained, like in our business, how sad it will be, a person made good business, but as he took the takings for the day and he stepped out of the door, and a crook got hold of him and took away all his takings for what he had earned. How sad won't it be? And Shaitan is also lurking all the time. He's also waiting. If there's the rebellious shayateen chained up, then they are the other shayateen, or by our nature, or that our nature has become such that we just lose everything that we have earned. For example, which is quite common, hopefully it is gone less, but previously we do remember, after Taraweeh especially, or after any other namaz, then we go outside and we click up, we make groups, and then we start talking there. This is a very dangerous thing, because when we start talking with one another, then automatically we fall into backbiting also. We find into rumor mongering also. So whatever we had earned, we lose it out there. And somebody put it very nicely, they've never joined the PPC. The PPC, the Pavement Panchayat Club. The outside you have a Pavement Panchayat Club. And on the pavement, on the walkway, people gather there and they start talking. And for example, in Ramzan, even more, that you start talking about this Hafiz, how he read, that one, how many mistakes he made, that one was too fast, that one was too slow, that one's rukus are too fast, etc. And that is all ghibat. We are talking about the person behind his back, even if it's a fact, it falls in ghibat, backbiting. And backbiting is, you say something about your Muslim brother in his absence, behind his back, in his absence, which if he was there, he would have disliked it. So that is backbiting. And the backbiting is such a serious thing. But shaitan, just like we know in the dunya, in the world of the business, etc., December month as it approaches, the crooks also become more alert. Because they know there's more money floating around now. They also want to steal more. So just like that, the month of Ramadan, when sawabs are gained more. So the shayateen are also more alert. How to rob the people. And that is shaitan's work. First of all, he won't let us do any work. He will make us lazy or put some excuse. And when we decide to do it, then he will make our niyat bad. That our niyat is not correct. If we correct our niyat also, then he will come in and spoil the amal again there somewhere. And after having completed the amal, shaitan still won't rest. In fact, a whole lifetime's amal, shaitan can destroy very easily. Hadrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has written of a haji sahab who had made 3 hajj. And that was in those days when hajj was so difficult. When people used to travel by land, etc., by train, by boat, etc., they should travel and make hajj, and with great difficulty. And for traveling in Saudi Arabia, not so very long ago, people used to go with the camel. They should travel by the camel, and there used to be very many Bedouin bandits who used to hold them up also. So it wasn't an easy journey, it was a very tough journey. But making 3 such hajj, one person, when somebody visited him, he told his son or his khadim, his worker, bring my zamzam water from my 3rd hajj. And his object of saying that was to make it known that I'm not a single haji, not a double haji, but I'm a triple haji. And in that one sentence, 3 hajj sawab he washed away down the drain. So shaitan is our arch enemy, and is always behind us, and he will come in different ways. For example, a person, he might not be even aware of it himself. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali Gangohi, was very, very sharp on this. But when we used to ask him questions also, he should pick us out and tell us, he should cross-examine us. And the reality used to come out. Like for example, a person comes and asks a masala that today, for theory time, finished at 5:30 for example. And I didn't have so much time for my tahajjud. So what should I do, my theory or my tahajjud? And perhaps inside you want to make it known you make tahajjud, you want to show it that you are making tahajjud every day. It isn't really the masala you are asking. But that masala you are asking also to make it known. So shaitan comes in. Mufti Sahib used to be very sharp on this. And he used to pick us up on these things. Like for example, a person says, Ye to mujhe bhi nahi malum tha. This I also did not know. No. In other words, that thing entails in it that you know a lot. Or that you know everything. But this one thing you didn't know. In this one matter you didn't know. So we have to be very careful of shaitan. So anyway, this dua is very, very important. We should try and read it often and regularly and for the whole month of Ramadan. And if we read it in the plural form, make niyat of the whole ummah, wherever they are, that, oh Allah, keep us safe for the month of Ramadan, that we can take the maximum benefit. And also, keep the month of Ramadan. Many times also, well now alhamdulillah we don't really experience that, but just the sighting of the moon, arguments used to carry on till 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. That whether the moon has been sighted or the moon has not been sighted, now alhamdulillah that we have been relieved of that also to a very great extent. So that also is, so the month of Ramadan starts off with animosity, because this person said we should start Ramadan or Eid at the end. For the Eid moon also this happens and happens. And this is a test from Allah Ta'ala which He has kept. If Allah wanted to, He could make the, let us keep our Ramadan, all our dates, Islamic dates, by calculation. Allah could have said, if the moon is so many hours old, then you take it as a new moon or something. But this is a test to see who will follow Allah Ta'ala in this zamana of technology. And when everything is available, Allah wanted to test us who will follow the deen. And here is also one example that who of us will follow the deen as it came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And who of us will follow the deen according to technology of today. That so many hours moon, that moon is visible. So we accept it. We just make one rule and finish. No, Allah wanted to see who is it that will follow the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So the month of Ramadan must also go safe. And then whatever we have earned, you in December you made a big profit and you wrote at the bottom credit balance carried forward. But then on the other side, for the next month, January, credit balance brought forward is zero. Now where did what happened here? That you carried it forward and there it's zero. You brought forward, it was zero. Where is it gone to? Like that, then shaitan also works, that we earn for the whole year. The highlight of the year was Ramadan. We acquired so much for the month of Ramadan. And now when we acquired it, we went and squandered it the Eid night in an Eid ball, for example. Or we went to the Zulaik on Eid's day. And whatever we had earned, we went and spent it there. How many people? Hopefully it's not happening now, but ladies particularly, they should go for the Eid shopping in the last 10 days, close towards Eid. And on that day they shouldn't keep roza. That we have to go shopping, you can't keep roza. The most important, the highlight of Ramadan came, and then we spend that now without roza. We are gone for Eid shopping. So all that, or even like this, even if we are keeping the roza, which alhamdulillah, Allah has brought alive very greatly. Children also keep roza, grown-ups, sick people fight with their doctors, argue with their doctors, we must keep our rozas. Everyone wants to keep rozas. Allah Ta'ala is puzzled that He has made it like this. But we still, when we go to the shopping malls, etc., then we spoil our rozas there. With all just what we are looking at, etc. And we have made more important the shopping than looking after the roza. As we, inshallah, we will try to explain what kind of a roza we must keep. What are the qualities of a roza? Not just the roza structure itself, but a complete roza we have to keep. But when we go out in the shopping malls, etc., and all that, and eat shopping, it doesn't come anywhere in the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or in the Quran Sharif that we have to go for eat shopping. Yes, what comes in abundance is that we should engage more in ibadat, especially towards the end. So this is one very important thing also, that we make dua and we ask of Allah Ta'ala to protect us. Also at the beginning, we are supposed to mention, which I forgot, one thing about namaz, one aspect about namaz. So what comes to mind now, one point of namaz is the method of making salam at the end of namaz. That also we should try and do it correctly. When we have finished our namaz and now we are going to be making salam, you say assalamu alaikum and then you turn your head to the right. This is my right, it will be your left, but of course to your right. And very, very, very important is that we turn, our chest must remain towards Qibla. We shouldn't turn like this. Some of us, we turn ourselves. Neither do we turn this way, bringing this shoulder, and we turn this way. Many people are still doing it, though very little, but we are still doing it. And neither bring this shoulder nearer for you to make salam. That should remain as it is. Usually I say, when a person is driving a car, there are some drivers, when they turn to the right, they also turn like this. You don't have to turn. You turn the steering wheel, but you must face the front and be aware of what's happening in front and on the sides, etc. You don't. And when they turn to the left, they also turn. And when they want to overtake and there's a narrow gap and they have to push into that gap, they move front also. By you moving front, it's not going to help you to push into that gap. And if they have to give a sharp brake, they pull back. So in your seat, you don't have to do all that. In the same way, in namaz also, when we make salam, we must just turn the head. And the head is from here, from the neck, we turn the neck. Not the shoulders. That must remain towards Qibla all the time. That must not move. That must remain. And the same thing applies for adhan also. When the muazzin says, Hayya ala salah, then his chest must still remain towards Qibla. His head should move towards the side. And turn this side and say, Hayya ala salah. And on this side, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala falah. Our salams also we should make with the head remaining in front. And when we turn our head, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. It should end here with on the shoulder, wa rahmatullah. And when it ends here, then our salam is still not complete. We should bring our head from there back to the front. Now properly the salam is completed. Namaz will be completed. If we turn our head and we made one salam, namaz will... We find that many times when we don't do it properly, then a person, for example, on the left side when he makes salam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Now the salam, the words are complete. Words are complete. The act of salam is the head should be brought back to the front. In Surat at one time, there was a mutawalli who was in charge of quite a few masjids. So to check whether the imam is there, things are in order in the masjid, and this is also important for a mutawalli to make namaz in the masjid he's in charge of. And also, like that it is preferable that we make our wudu, we do our toilet istinja at home. But the mutawalli should sometimes do it in the masjid, use the masjid toilets. Otherwise, he should give separate time to see whether things in the masjid toilet are in order. The latches are right, the lights are working, the cans are right, taps are not leaking. These are all things which are very important. And the mutawalli, whoever is in charge, is responsible for all these things. So if he takes out separate time and he comes and checks, all the better. But if not, then let him use the toilets, different toilets, and make sure that things are in order. So anyway, this mutawalli who was in charge of a few masjids should make his namazes in the various masjids to see whether the imam is there on time, whether things are in order. So when the imam made salam, assalamu alaikum, and some big cricket match, cup match was taking place, as he made, he asked him immediately, who scored you? He hardly completed his salam, he's asking score. So the mutawalli fired him there and then on the spot that what kind of namaz you made. That if your mind was fully in the score, that who hit a six and who was bowled out and who won and who lost, then what kind of namaz you made. Similarly, we might laugh and we might think that what kind of namaz. We all made namaz now, and one of the requirements of a good, proper, perfect salam is that the kiram and katibin are on our shoulders. Ask ourselves, who of us made niyat of them when we made salam? Did we make niyat of the kiram and katibin? Ask ourselves, did we make or not? Every namaz we should be making. And in my little knowledge and little understanding, there are two great, great benefits that we will get if we make the niyat of the kiram and katibin. Much more also, one is, it is the sunnah that we should make the niyat. We are taught that way, and what can be greater than the sunnah? And besides that, another great benefit we will get, that we can't see the kiram and katibin. They are in the ghaib, in the unseen. By making the niyat and every namaz, whether if we finish our sunnats, whether we finish our faraz, our wajib, whichever namaz we have finished, then we are making salam. And we are making salam to the kiram and katibin. So when we do that, the yaqeen of Allah's unseen system will come into us. There is one system that is working according to us, which we can see. I got in my car, I started it, I put it in gear, I started driving, I reached my destination following all the rules of the road, etc. But there is another system of Allah over this system, which we cannot see. If Allah did not want you to reach, then you get a puncture, for example. There is a roadblock or an accident has taken place in front, and may Allah protect us. Maybe we get involved in an accident. That is Allah's system. One person was returning home, perhaps it was in Ramzan, and he phoned home just 5 minutes before, I'll be home in 5 minutes' time. But in 5 minutes' time, he was in the mortuary. He wasn't at home, he was in the mortuary. So we don't know. And also another great area that we are negligent of is using the name of Allah. And that we are asked to make dhikran kathira, to remember Allah Ta'ala in great abundance. It's not only the normal zikr that we set down, but the du'as of the relevant occasions. If a person makes, when we get into, and this is why we are here. We go out in Jamaat also, mashallah, all the du'as are taught to us. Before going to toilet, coming out of the toilet, when you get up in the morning, here also, we should be learning those du'as. And we should be reciting them also. That when we get up in the morning, are we reciting the du'a? Alhamdulillah illadhi ahyana, the whole du'a. Then there are quite a few other muraqabas that we can do. Are we doing those or not? We should be remembering Allah. When a person puts on his clothes, there are du'as to be recited. Before he goes to the toilet, if we ask anyone, a child also will know these du'as. But whether we are reading it or not, that is the important thing. When we go to the toilet, are we reading the dua or not? When we come out of the toilet, are we reading the dua or not? And also, that especially when the masjid toilets, any public place, for us mostly, masjids are our public place where we go, then do we put off the light when we leave there? Do we take that little trouble to check on the system? Maybe the system, the lever has to be pushed up. Otherwise the water keeps on leaking. And do we take the trouble to report a fault that the tap is leaking? Bring it to the notice of the people who are in charge. Perhaps they are not aware. And how lot of water, just one drop that is falling, it's a lot of water that is being wasted. Besides the money aspect, the wastage. In almost everything, the amount of water that we are wasting is unbelievable. And the system, how many of us, you just go use for number one to urinate, and how many liters of water are gone down, and all the time. But this is sheer wasting, that the water is just leaking, that the toilet can may be leaking. You are filling up water and all the water is leaking out. Many places you find these things happening. So we should be very, very careful of all these things. So anyway, just to be conscious of putting off the light, reading our du'as, etc. in the namaz, as we all had made asr namaz, then ask ourselves that did I make salam and you make niyat of the farishta. And then on whichever side the imam is, we should make his niyat also. Like that the masala all of us will know. But ask ourselves, did we make niyat of the imam? And if we do make the niyat, that peace be upon you. How many people have got enmity and daggers lurking in their hearts for the imam? That we are unhappy with the imam. So we are not even making, if we make the salam, Allah will remove that enmity. Will remove that dislike that we have got. And that is worse dirt than what is on our clothes or what is on our body. The dirt which is in the heart is much more worse dirt. But how many of us are sitting with that dirt? And then to make salam on all the people on the side you make salam. The right side or the left side. All the other musallis to make their niyat also. That is also part of salam. And if we do that and we do it consciously, and salam also, what a great gift, which Allah Himself says, tahiyyatum min indillah, that it is a greeting from Allah Ta'ala's side. And it is a gift which Allah has given us, which was in Jannah. Allah had taught Adam, send the farishtas to make salam to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And he learned, and our salam is imported from Jannah. But how many of us make that salam also? And how many of us, so even in namaz when we make the salam, How many of us make the niyat of all the people on the right or all the people on the left? And also we are taught the malaika, kiram and katibin, other malaika which are present, and the jinnat also. Jinnat also are present. And we don't have to be frightened for jinnat. Jinnat are frightened for us. They keep away from us. We don't have to be frightened for them. But we should be making salam to all. That peace. One alim from Bangladesh, he was here and he was sitting here and he gave three beautiful meanings of salam. One is the common meaning which we all know, assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you. That we all know. And just imagine that one person giving another person peace. If we go home, that also think, how many of us make salam when we enter the house? When we leaving the house, how many of us make salam? If we are making salam, we are giving them a reassurance of peace for you people. And they are giving you, you are going on the road, reassurance of peace for you also. You are on going outside, there are groups, there are accidents, there are hijackings, there are what and what taking place. You be in peace also. So that the first meaning, and what a great meaning it is. The second meaning which he explained, that As-Salam is the name of Allah Ta'ala. As we read in As-Salamu al-Mu'minu al-Muhaymin al-Azizu al-Jabbar. In the 99 names also we read, Surah Hashr also. So this is that Salam is a name of Allah. And that may Allah keep you in peace. May Allah be with you. As-Salamu ma'akum. May Allah be with you. So if, for example, the father was spending the whole night at home with his family. Now in the morning he's going to the shop, he's going to work, whatever, to the office. And he says, As-Salamu alaykum. That I was here to look after you people. Though in actual fact, he also knows that the actual being to look after was Allah. But I was here as a means of this dunya. But now I'm also minus the equation now. I'm also going away now. But I'm leaving Allah with you people. What consolence you get that Allah is with us. And He is also leaving, so you tell Him also, Wa alaykum as-salam. Also many times on the phone, at the end, you take notice, you'll see, we finish our conversation, no salam. Just the word. And both are Muslims speaking to one another. We don't make salam. So, salam is very, very important. So the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So, we should always make salam at the beginning. If we don't know whether it's a Muslim, then whatever, use another system. But then, when we know it's a Muslim, we should make salam. And also, one rule of salam is, if somebody, how much he makes salam to you, so much, the minimum to reply is wajib, is compulsory. Like somebody said, As-Salaamu Alaikum, to say, Wa Alaikum As-Salaam is compulsory. If he said, Wa Rahmatullah, for us to say, Wa Rahmatullah is also necessary. And if he said the whole salam, Wa Barakatuhu, then for us to say the whole salam in reply is also necessary. But we are very, very negligent of this. So anyway, that Allah be with you. And the third meaning that he gave, that in that salam, Islam is a guarantee of peace from my side. That I won't interfere with you in any way. I won't backbite about you. I won't look down upon you. I won't steal your money. I won't have a bad eye for your wife, for your daughter, for your sister, or for answer, or for anyone. You are giving guarantee. And he is also giving guarantee. So in namaz, when we make salam, and everyone gives us guarantee to one another, to how much of peace won't there be in a Muslim community. And if we make the effort that everyone is present for namaz in the whole community, and we are all making salam to one another, how much of peace won't there be? So we should always make this niyat. And when we, for example, the thought just came today, after Zuhar, we have Yasin Sharif Khatam, which draws the rahmat of Allah. How many people are reading Yasin Sharif? Then we have Asmaul Husna, the names of Allah Ta'ala. Then 40 durood, and Allah made it such. Now when I was coming for Asr, one friend of ours, he said that there is so much of noor in the gatherings. It is all the name of Allah. Everyone is taking Allah's name. But it must not happen we get excluded from there. And don't think that it is difficult that we get excluded. Like for example, a cold day, you are traveling in your car, you got your aircon on, You are traveling through the cold or through the rain you are traveling, but not one drop of rain is falling on you. You are covered in your car, you got your wipers on, you can see your way clearly, or it's a very hot day and the heat is intense on the outside, but you got your aircon on, you're not feeling the heat. So in our little cocoon, we can be in that whole environment of rahmat. But if we are in that cocoon of ours, we haven't made niyat of that. We should make that. It mustn't happen, we get excluded. Once we were traveling to the UK, our chef was there and we were going to join him. And our friend Yusuf Desai from Durban, we were going to travel together. He had to come from Durban, his plane got delayed. So I was right at the counter, waiting all the time. But I didn't want to check in, I was waiting for him. But he got too late. And then I decided I will go on my own. But when I went, then they didn't check me in. They say, now we have closed already. So though I was there, right in front of the gate, but I couldn't travel. So it mustn't happen, we are here, right in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. But we are in a world of our own. We are not, we haven't got the jazba within us. That niyat we haven't made. For example, now also, yesterday we mentioned that we make niyat for every gathering. That our niyat, yeah, for our islah. How many of us really have made that niyat? If we make that niyat, then a person will work towards islah. Otherwise, we will pass the whole month of Ramadan. And Ramadan will pass. But we it mustn't happen. We are right at the gate and we didn't board. And this boarding is going towards Allah Ta'ala, towards Akhirah, towards Jannah. And we don't board, how sad won't it be? We spend our time, we spend all our energies, everything, but we didn't make the niyat. And the checking in is the niyat that we have to make. We are sitting here just to pass time, just to show our presence, or somebody else has got some other niyat also, wrong niyat also people have got. So all that is important. Otherwise, one Ramzan, whether you're in i'tikaf or not, whether you are anywhere, the month of Ramadan is such, it should bring a complete change in us in every way. And then when we are here, and so many brothers, all of us, our niyat is to make our islah, how can the month of Ramadan, the rahmat of Allah which is coming down, which we will try and explain, the great value of this month of Ramadan, what value it has got, this month will change us. But when we haven't made the niyat, how is it going to change us? How many people will go for Hajj and Umrah, for example? But the niyat was perhaps some touring or something. So we see they go and they are right at Kaaba Sharif. And at Kaaba, what things are happening which we cannot see, which is the unseen. But there are fantastic things which are happening there. But we don't see it. But besides that which we are aware, we see the whole mataf is full. And we know for a fact Allah's rahmat comes down. Every Nabi of Allah Ta'ala made tawaf, came for Hajj to Baytullah. And every Nabi's barakat is kept intact in the Haram Sharif. And your first step you take into the haram, you get all that. Just like if it's you enter a gate where the aircon is on. As you enter, outside was so hot, inside you feel the coolness. Or you enter a masjid in winter, where the heaters are on in the masjid, or any room, the minute you enter, you can feel it. But also all that barakat and rahmat of all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam is kept intact there. And the minute you enter, you get that already. So, but how many of us we go, it brings no change. We went, for example, without a beard, we come back without a beard. We went without namazes in our lives, we come back without namazes in our lives. We are at Rauza-i-Mubarak, not only in front of Rauza-i-Mubarak, not only in Masjid-e-Nabawi, about just 7-8 meters we are away from Nabi-e-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one of the meanings of Allah sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that Allah Ta'ala is sending a special mercy all the time. In torrents it is coming down. One time, one of our great buzurgs, maybe it was Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi, somebody asked him that by going to Allah Wala, and you just sit there, what benefit you get? He doesn't speak a word also. He just sits there. You just go and you just sit by him. What benefit do you get? So that person was fanning Hazrat. In those days when there weren't electrical fans, hand fans, hot summer season. So Hazrat asked him, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" He said, "I'm fanning you." He said, "Who are you?" He said, "Who are you fanning?" He said, "You." He says, "This person next to me, is he also getting the wind or not?" He said, "Of course he's also getting the wind. He's also comfortable. He's also cool." So he says, "When Allah's rahmat comes down on his awliya, then whoever is near them, naturally it comes on them." And Sayyidul Kawnain, Imamul Mursaleen, Imamul Anbiya, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, continuously, what of Allah's rahmat is coming down all the time. And we are right there so near, and if we are still deprived, so we are here in the environment of mercy. In the Khanqah of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, on one occasion, somebody had seen a dream that Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they came and gave every motakif an envelope. Then Hazrat said, "This is no achievement of mine. It is you people who come here, and with your intention of ibadah, your intentions of reformation and correcting yourself, that you create this environment." So that is very, very important, very important. And then Allah's rahmat comes down. And then if we, like for example, if a person goes to the Niagara Falls, Victoria Falls, what huge waterfalls. And the splash of the water goes so far when the water falls down. And a person to save himself from that water, otherwise you get drenched in the water when you go to the front. So you rent out raincoats you put on. So if you put on the raincoat, your clothes won't get wet. So here also if we have got the raincoats of sin on us, and we got the raincoat of that just the unmindfulness, that we are not paying attention, we are just here for the sake of being present, then that rahmat is coming down. But because of the raincoat, we don't get any share. So we should be aware. We should make our niyat. So with that, we will benefit tremendously. In everywhere, our zikr, we'll be able to make zikran kathira if we make the du'as of the various occasions. And this one sitting in one gathering, this also we saw with our eyes by Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. We stayed there the whole month of Ramadan. But we saw one person who just came as day visitors who were allowed to shake hands with Hazrat. Very huge crowd. If everyone makes every day salam, Hazrat won't manage at all. So only who came for that day, they are allowed to make salam. In that Hazrat caught one person's hand and gave him khilafat. He just came to visit for the day, but he got everything. And whereas we were there the whole month, and we just remained like that. So it is from according to our niyat, what our intention is, and according to that Allah Ta'ala gives. So we are sitting in the majalis, and not only this majlis, we go to an ijtima, are we just going to go and see what the facilities like, what the arrangements are like. If we go with the niyat of hidayat, we will get hidayat. We go to a jalsa, which is within the bounds of shariat, everything, and we go with the niyat of getting the sawab, the barakat, we will get that. If we go with the niyat of hidayat, we will get hidayat. Allah is giving everything out. It's up to you what you are going to take. You go to the supermarket, what commodities are not there. All the shelves are full, but you take what you want. So here also, the shelves are full, but it's up to you what you want to take. What we are putting in our basket, our shopping basket, and today you don't have to go to the supermarket. You can shop from home, and you can add in your basket on your computer. What you want to put in, you can put in. So it is up to us. Allah's rahmat is and the month of Ramadan, how much of Allah's rahmat and Allah's barakat is coming down. But it is what we are taking. If we are not taking anything, then we will be deprived. And for that, that is carrying on the Quran Sharif 24 hours, proper. Yeah. So we have got a roster for reciting Quran Sharif, so that Allah's rahmat comes down all the time. Is it full or is it still full? So those brothers who are in a specific slot, we please appeal to you to make sure that at that time, because tilawat of Quran Sharif, Allah's rahmat comes down. At Makkah Sharif, there is tawaf taking place 24 hours. There isn't a moment where tawaf is not taking place. Even when there were floods, people were swimming and making tawaf. Allah has made it such. And the Rauza-e Mubarak, now since many years before, the masjid used to be locked at night, but now the masjid is open. 24 hours there are people reading Salatu Salam. Yeah, we can't have anything of that, but we can have Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had a system in his house that throughout the night there was somebody making ibadat. They used to take their turns. One person makes his ibadat, goes and sleep. The next person comes and he makes his ibadat. If we can do this at home also, so many members in the family, and Allah gives us that courage, alhamdulillah. But here where the masjid, there are so many brothers, so many huffaz, ulama. So we should try and read Quran Sharif. So we should try and be regular with that also. Also, I think you have paired the brothers up those. See, the brothers who are paired up, to learn deen and to teach deen, please try and fulfill our duties. Make sure whatever time we have set aside, wherever we are supposed to be, whatever time, let us be going to learn and let us be there to teach also, so that we can get the maximum benefit. If one of us managed to teach one person only Surah Fatiha, or only the Takhti, or only correcting the Takhti for somebody, all the makharij he corrected for that person. Or if somebody just learned Surah Fatiha, or he learned just a few surahs to correct his namaz he didn't know before, we have achieved a great amount, where we have gone very far. And for the others of us, who mashallah, we have got the knowledge of deen, for example, for our namaz, which we went into quite detail, just very briefly again, that we bring five times namaz in our lives. If we have done this for this Ramzan, we have achieved something very great. And those who are five time namazis, that we brought and we started our qaza, we became conscious. How many brothers are filling in the book? How many of us are filling in the book? Oh, it looks like only Sulaiman. Others are half hands. Two halves make one whole. So we should try and do that. Our namazes are extremely important. We got qaza namazes, let us try and fulfill them. Otherwise, let us not be in that little umbrella which are sitting here. Allah's rahmat is coming down, and we go through the whole month without that rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. So namaz of ours come right. Those of us who haven't got qaza, or we feel we are quite, Allah has given us itminan, we covered up all our namazes, then to correct our outward namaz. How many of us are conscious of that? And there are so many ulama sitting, we can ask them. And then to try and get concentration in namaz. So we should work on these lines. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. So this is very, very important that we are keep on making this dua also for this month of Ramadan. We should try and learn it. Where can we find it? Print it out. And inshallah, Maulana Musa will try and do that to give everyone the dua. Allahumma sallimni wa sallimna li Ramadan wa sallim Ramadan lana wa sallimhu lana mutaqabbala. So that we can read it. It's very, very important we recite that dua. That you have given out, the four things that we have to done in abundance. So how many of us are doing it? Wish, mashallah. Others are still making istikhara, whether we are doing it or not. Inshallah, by tomorrow, we'll get the results of the istikhara. So that is also very what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, La ilaha illallah, there is the greatest kalima. There is nothing more greater, and we should try and read it. Nastaghfirullah. Allah loves the person who makes tawbah. Nas'alullah al-jannah wa na'udhu billahi minan nar. We ask for jannat. And we seek protection. Jannat and Jahannam themselves reply and say, when you ask for Jannat, Jannat says, you want me. If you want me, I also want you. And you come in me. And Jahannam says, you don't want to come in me, I also don't want you. You don't come to me. You stay away from me. And the month of Ramadan is the month to be reading this, when the doors of mercy and Allah's rahmat are so wide open. So we should try this. And also very important, today is the 5th of Ramadan, it's coming to an end today, the 5th Roza. Each one of us check our tilawat of Quran Sharif. Are we not already falling back? Okay. That we should be completing a minimum one khatam. More we do, alhamdulillah. But at least are we doing our one khatam. This is also a thing which very sadly is being neglected very greatly in the ummah. Hopefully it also changes for the better. A few years ago, I asked one Ali, who is a very good teacher also, and especially in Tajweed, he's known, teaching very good, doesn't teach in the Darul Uloom, but he's here around in the madrasa, he's around with us here. So I asked him around about the 22nd Roza, that how far are you? He said, 6 suparas. Now how are you going to complete in another 8 days, 28 suparas? If in 22 days you could only do 6. Okay? So even if we go in Jamaat, which is very, very good, our hearts are soft, the brothers, other people's hearts are soft, but let it not happen that we don't read Quran Sharif. If we go for Umrah, there also, Makkah Sharif, if we are spending the month, at least try and make one whole khatam in Makkah Sharif, one whole khatam in Medina Sharif, or at least one khatam during the period. And if we are going for less time, our recitation of Quran must be there. Recitation of Quran is extremely important throughout the year. So let us try and get these things in order, inshallah, so that we can get the benefit of this great month of Ramadan, and that our coming is fruitful. And many of us, I asked some of our brothers, everything in order, they say the food is tops. So for many of us, that is the criteria. Today, unfortunately, anywhere, whether it's a walima, whether it's some other function, a jalsa of a madrasa, whether anything, the food is the criteria. Whereas that should be the last thing. That should not be the thing. The thing should be that the programs and what that intention of bringing a change. And yeah, this motor mechanic doesn't only have to fix up the cars of others, he has to fix his own car also. All of us are important. This doctor is not only to see to his patients, he has to see to himself also. All of us are in need. How many people have left this world just before Ramadan? Every day there are janazas. We don't know whether we will finish this Ramadan also. We don't know if we will see another Ramadan. And we are not here for savouries. We are not here for food. We are not here for that. We are here to prepare for our qabr. We are here to prepare for the akhirah. May Allah make it easy for us and give us the proper understanding. So this dua again, Allahumma sallimna lil tasreed, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan, wa sallim Ramadan lana, wa sallimhu lana mutaqabbala. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this reality, with afiyat, and nicely we pass through the month and taking along all the maximum and full benefit, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika.